Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. This is Stephanie Mevronis, one of the producers for the show. And every week we sit down with our friends at City Paper to hear what's new. And I'm here with City Paper blogs editor Brandon Weigel and City Paper photo editor J.M. Giordano to talk about this week's issue of City Paper out today, which features a road trip the two of them took down south to observe Oriole spring training and also much more in terms of our country and this moment in American history in some way. So welcome, the two of you. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So can you talk a little bit about the concept for this trip, how it came to be?
Well, Joe, it was your idea, so go for it.
Yeah, we had at our weekly editorial meetings, we discuss what's coming up on the slate for the next month or so. And we always do an opening day issue. And because we're a city paper, we try to do, like, you know, things a little differently. Like last year, Weigel did a fantastic piece on, like, all the players and who's who. We put them on bases. And so kind of like a guide to opening day. Mm-hmm. This year, I thought, well, you know, why not just take a road trip down to Sarasota for spring training and just see what happens when we get down there. And I was thinking more, you know, for photo wise, I had shot I had shot Hogan's inaugural ball in kind of a Ralph Steadman type manner that really angered a lot of conservatives. So sad.
I remember that.
They were very sad.
They were very sad that the pictures were horrible. But that's how I kind of envisioned it. And then, of course, Weigel's our sports writer, so he came on board.
Yeah, and there wasn't really any particular idea, but we were sort of formulating it as we went, basically. Then get down there and then see what happens, as Joe said.
Yeah, it was very old school. We were just like, you know what, let's just rent a car and go. Like, we didn't have plane tickets and book a lot of, and we didn't even have our motel. We got down there. We were just like fishing around for places to stay. Like, we didn't even plan anything. It's a complete city paper. Like, we just like, oh, let's just go down there
just
and see
wing
what
it.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, it ended up being really interesting. So did you have plans? I know it looked like part of the idea for the trip was, you know, in addition to covering spring training and opening day, which is on Monday, you know, you were hoping to cover some other things in the process, but were you expecting to end up at a Trump rally, for example, when you were searching for good barbecue?
I'm going to give him, like, I'm cutting him off because Weigel deserves total eagle eye credit for that one. We went to get breakfast and we saw this at this really bizarre, not bizarre, this buffet, right? It was a strange
buffet
place. And the Fayetteville newspaper had a headline about Trump being in town. And Weigel's, just the light bulb went off. He's like, dude, we're staying for the Trump rally. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there was no plan for that or any sort of diversions. But when that presented itself, we knew we had to go because, as I say in there, it's very much the story of our time. And it being in North Carolina captures something about the South and this moment that we're in America, for sure.
How did you find the people at the rally? I know you mentioned, you know, the people around you were warm, but it was also kind of a bizarre experience.
They're really into Donald. They love him. And it's hard to say why, because he'll be up there on stage and he won't really say anything meaningful, but he'll say stuff like, our country's going to be so rich, it's going to be great, and they'll go crazy. So it's really hard to figure out.
He's very engaging to the audience. Like, if someone calls something out, he'll address that person, like, directly. If someone yells, like, build a wall, he'd be like, it's coming. But it's really, I mean, it's not funny, but it's not funny, because if you look at the other candidates, like, say, Rubio, and even to an extent Hillary Clinton, they don't really have that. They're there, and they do their thing, and they leave. And they try to be, you know, Bonhomie and stuff, but they're not. And Trump, he's a billionaire. He's not from, but he's just got this, he's a businessman, so he knows how to deal with these, like, people, and they respond back. I mean, I was excited because I got to use a line from Fletch Lives to get in. So, but that's like, it's on my bucket list, and I scratched that off, which was great.
And then you ended up in the courtroom for Hulk Hogan's trial against Gawker Media, who, if you don't remember, back in 2012, they released his sex tape, which went viral. What was up with that?
So that was another thing. We're in the neighborhood, might as well stop by. We were going to Tampa to see the Orioles play the Yankees, and the court was or the trial was in St. Petersburg, which is right across the bay from there. And so we stopped in, and it was very surreal seeing Hogan there. He's a big dude. He's sort of looming over the back of the chair. And, you know, it's someone, if you're a child of the 80s, he was the guy in wrestling. He was the all-American hero. And then there he is in a courtroom talking about his sex tape. Well, we didn't see him testify technically, but he was sitting there as people were talking about this video of him having sex that went viral. And it was just a very interesting scene.
It was more interesting for that particular day, because it was a lot of back end stuff. Like, it was a lot of firewall and like sharing and all these numbers. And that was pretty interesting to actually sit in. Sorry, I mean back end. That was no pun intended. I apologize for that. And the judge, I mean, Weigel's just skipping over. The judge allowed him to wear his do-rag.
I heard that.
You know, in court.
But they made you take off your Orioles hat.
Yeah, maybe take my Orioles hat off. But the judge gave him, you know, he looked very hulkish. Mm-hmm. He did not look like, it was interesting to me, because I thought before, I never actually told Weigel, but I thought going in, I was like, man, he's going to look like a regular dude. You know, like, you know how when your hero's like kind of shrunk down to size? But no, like, he had the do-rag on, he had the stash, he looked hulkish.
Man, I wish you had said something. I could have put that in the story.
Sorry. My internal dialogue. He got to be in the elevator with him.
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't say anything to him.
No, I didn't, because there were strict rules about the media not asking questions of anyone in the hallways. And it was so easy to happen upon Nick Denton or Hogan and their respective legal teams. So I just sort of kept quiet, and because I didn't want to get in trouble or held in contempt of court or something. So I just sort of sat there quietly, but I stood shoulder to shoulder with him, which was just remarkable. And he's a big lumbering dude, and everyone my age knows Hulk Hogan. So to be there in the elevator with him and to see his massive hands, he had these big paws, you know, from years of wrestling, and it was just really neat.
As opposed to Trump's hands, which we all know what that means.
We do. So you were down there for baseball. So what was it like?
Were we?
Technically, yes.
So I know you talked to two of the players in the locker room, and you know, were you taking pictures too of the training and the players?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, you know, the Sun had their sports staff down there, and they have, you know, their action shots. And I always try to, like, again, the whole point wasn't for us to get down there and shoot Adam Jones playing. You know, it was for me anyway. So I did a whole series on the ushers. I did these portraits of ushers.
Cool.
They kind of run the stadium. I mean, you know, Weigel's up in the press box. He was in heaven watching all this baseball. And it's not like football. I mean, and Brandon pointed this out, like, very early on, like, football, the fans tailgate. I think baseball is more of a nerd sport. And I'm a comic book nerd, so I'm not dissing
anybody. No, but it is. There's like, you know, a math to it.
Yeah,
like
it's very – in spring training, the families are there, old people. There's also a lot of like statistician people there. Mm-hmm. It's like they're not like, you know, like your football players, you know. So it's a little more challenging to shoot kind of odd offbeat stuff. Mm-hmm. Than it would be, say, like a tailgate.
Yeah, the game itself is very laid back down there, and that was one of the things that I noticed the most, is that it's so low stakes because the games don't count for anything, and the players are just sort of getting their work in. So it's just a calm exhibition, and it's not very edgy your seat or very tense or anything like that. And that was sort of like Florida itself. As I talked to some fans, and they said, everybody here is happy at the stadium because we're all here on vacation, so it's great, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it wasn't like, you know, there wasn't a big drinking culture. I mean, most of our good stories came from, like, outside of baseball. Like, you know, the Sun has a condo down there, and they send these guys to this condo. And, like, Weigel and I stayed in this hotel where the hotel sign couldn't even make up its mind, like, the photos in there. And we went to this, like, the Sun tweeted out, like, you know, pizza at the Sun condo or something, and we were at some 420 bar, like, in the middle of, like, Sarasota. It was great. I like being there. We're kind of like the Delta House, you know, with the Sun. So,
what about the locker room? What did you think of that conversation? You talked to Adam Jones and LJ Hose.
Yep. And also Giovanni Gallardo, Miguel Gonzalez, and Chris Tillman. I was only in there for half an hour, so I was really scrambling around to get quotes. But they all were really nice guys. And what I think really comes through in what they said is it was more of a relaxed atmosphere. I mean, obviously, there are guys there fighting for jobs. There are guys there who are trying to, you know, get into form for the season. But this is, as Gallardo and Gonzalez said, they get to spend more time with their family, which is really important to them. And then Chris Tillman was talking about how he gets to go fishing and hang with his dog at the beach, which, you know, who wouldn't love that, right?
What are some of your takeaways, you know, like, both about baseball, the upcoming season, and just, like, America through this trip that you took? Like, what are some of your takeaways from this trip, and, you know, you trying to see a little different side of what was going on?
I think the thing that I took is baseball is, as I phrase it at the end, I hate to keep quoting myself, but baseball is a welcome distraction from sort of the everyday conflicts in the world and everyday troubles that people have. And we're sort of we're heading towards this moment where things certainly don't seem, things seem doomed, I guess, for lack of a better word. With even if Trump were to lose the general, he's brought out this hatred and fear in so many people. So it's really hard to see how we'll recover from that. But there are things, simple pleasures such as going to the beach and enjoying a good baseball game, and that those things still make America great.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that Trump supporters are goofballs, and alligator jerky needs less pork and more alligator meat, because that was like the worst alligator jerky I've ever had in my life. So we did Waggle Met a Snowball Guy. We do have some web-only content.
Oh, cool.
Which is the Usher Gallery. It's going to be the road trip in photos, mm-hmm. and then Brandon's piece on the Baltimore Snowball Guy, who's down there at the stadium.
Nice.
So
Baltimorean who's moved to Florida,
and
he's hawking the goodness that is the Baltimore Snowball, and it's the real deal.
Egg custard.
I love that. That's awesome. Do either of you have a song that would be appropriate to end the segment on?
I say something patriotic, like American Woman or Born in the USA, something very pro-American.
No, you're misconstruing Bruce there entirely, my friend.
I know. I'll
say Donald Fagen's Ruby Baby, which we heard at the Trump interview and was just such a bizarre juxtaposition of smooth jazz.
Oh, and everyday people. They played, I cannot believe the Trump rally. They had the cojones, the Stones, to play Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. I was like, this is such a disconnect. It's like we live in a reality show. We really do. Like this, I really think our political system is broken for the next generation. I mean, completely across the board, no matter who wins. I think the genie's out of the bottle. Trump is, you know, he's a human comment section, and it's just, we're screwed.
But there's still baseball, right? Right?
Yes.
No, but I really encourage everyone to read this piece because it's super interesting. Like, if you're a baseball fan, or if you've been following this election, or you just want to get a sense of what's happening outside of our city, that still connects back in a lot of ways. It's a really great piece. And so, well, thank you both so much, City Paper photo editor J.M. Giordano, blogs editor Brandon Weigel, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can grab your copy of this week's City Paper across town. You can view this week's blogs and features and photos online at citypaper.com. And for The Mark Steiner Show, I'm Stephanie Mavronis.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrew Melton. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's show to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org, or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.